Ladies and gentlemen, wear underwear. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, underwear would be it. The long-term benefits of underwear, especially clean underwear, have been proven by mothers all over the world. And moms usually do know what's best, despite what Robert Young or any other black and white television celebrity of the 50s might say. The rest of this advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering ramblings into this microphone. But I will ramble, lest the song be over right here. Employ cheap labor, known in this country as our youth. Never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of cheap labor until they raise the minimum wage another $2 or so. Then you just as well hire college grads. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at that pimply-faced kid who worked for you and say to yourself, it was really fabulous to only have to worry about time schedules, loud music, and the occasional petty theft, as opposed to corporate takeovers, blood-sucking lawyers, and sexual harassment suits. You are not as fat as just about anyone on a Richard Simmons video. Worry about the future. Instead, worry about the past. Remember, history always repeats itself. So get damn scared when you hear that some guy from Spain trying to sail around the world mistakenly bumps into your homeland and tries to buy the whole thing for some beads and $24. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things related to the IRS or the FBI. Beware of initials. Do one thing every day that really pisses off your boss or your spouse. Don't be reckless when you're around other people's farts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Flush. If you have to, flush twice. Don't waste your money on stupid songs. There was one back in the 60s where some guy talked through the whole thing just like this, and it was popular for about 3 weeks, and then you never heard it again in your life. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. Being ahead is generally better, especially if the other guy has the above-mentioned reckless farts problem. Remember condiments. Burgers or hot dogs really blow. Forget the tablecloth. It's just one more thing to wash. If you succeed in doing this, so what? Keep your old lovers. But don't let your significant other know. Duh. Don't feel guilty if you eat the last piece of chocolate cake. Some of the most uninteresting people I know sit around feeling guilty about, oh, should I or shouldn't I take that last piece of cake? So it just sits there until it gets hard as a rock and then they throw it out. Get plenty of, you know. Put a coin in a jar every time you do it for the first year, and take one out every time after that, and you'll never run out. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe this song will be over real soon, and maybe a monkey will fly out of my butt. The bottom line is, don't let some guy reading some story he saw on the internet dictate what you will or won't think about. Do not read beauty magazines. Not because they'll make you feel ugly, but because you have a higher IQ than that. Get to know your parents. They might leave you money. Live in Salt Lake City once, but leave before they try to bribe you to stay. Live in Northern California once, but leave before they make you lose all your brain cells. Travel. Be careful whose advice you buy, but pay top dollar if it comes in the form of an endorsement from someone famous. Advice is like diarrhea. Once it starts, it's hard to stop until there is nothing left. So trust me on the underwear.